Imagine more canopies in downtown Juneau. Imagine a bike rack where a parking space used to be. Imagine more art. These were just some of the ideas presented by the city's project team. Meeting participants were in favor of some proposals like
parking for bicycles and scooters.
Laura Walrath lives and works downtown and has been riding a scooter since 2007. She rides a mile to and from work every day year-round, except when it snows. She says downtown parking for smaller modes of transportation is lacking.
My scooter is taking about a sixth of a car, and I think that bicycles and scooters should have ample parking.
Walrath also liked the idea of wider sidewalks. She says she cringes when she has to drive on South Franklin Street near the tram.
It's just this impossible mile to get through downtown, and you just wish that there was an easier way to keep tourists on the sidewalks because the tourists have the right of way, and they're not thinking about that we're living here and we're trying to get from one place to another.
Kelly Donnelly works for the small cruise line Uncruise Adventures and lives downtown during the tourist season. She liked hearing about adding gateways, physical markers denoting different parts of downtown.
Make the gateways subtle, but themed and consistent. And I like that idea. I want to bring the people back into the heart of the town. I want the people to be up by the salts and the rookeries and the local places. You know, that's important.
But she doesn't want those gateways to be arches across the street.
I think that's tacky.
The city's project manager, Michelle Elfers, says she received a lot of comments about closing down parts of Franklin or Front Streets to motor traffic and making it a pedestrian mall.
Some of the comments were to do it permanently. Then we got a lot of comments just about special events, hosting festivals. It's probably not feasible to shut them down permanently. Just because of downtown, we don't have that many access roads in and out.
But Elfer says the pedestrian feel could still be accomplished by raising parts of the street to be on the same level as adjacent sidewalks. Greg Fisk doesn't necessarily like that idea. Fisk owns a small consulting company on Seward Street and sits on the board of the Downtown Business Association. He's a strong proponent of a downtown circulator, possibly a streetcar.
The raised street design could cause a problem because you end up with a bump. Pretty hard to put track in the street if you're going to go to a streetcar over a bump.
Elfer says part of the process is figuring out what the community wants. She says throwing out a lot of ideas helps people sort out what they like and don't like.
What you communicate to us is what your values are. And there's a cost to everything. And there's impacts and there's values. And that's where we are right now, trying to balance that. So keep that in mind. We're kind of at a high overhead view now, and we're slowly, you know, getting more specific as we go through the process.
The city will continue to take public comments on reconstructing Franklin and Front Streets. Elfer says the project team will revise recommendations based on them and come out with a final report in July, followed by the design phase. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.